Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, great start, huh? Hi, everyone. Welcome to Center Incentive. It's Saturday? Yes, that is what it is, Saturday, usually. Sorry we haven't been around in a while. I've been not liking doing this much, and it's not because I think that I'm, I don't know. I'm just very stage fright, as I always talk about. But it's been, way worse, and it's been making me, physically ill. So, right now, I don't feel the best. But Eric is here, and Eric has some things to talk about. So he'll... Hello. Nice to see you.
How you doing?
Well, nice to talk with you. Hanging in there, man. Good. Hanging in there. Nothing too bad. You know how my stupid nerves get.
But right.
Usually, that's all it is, honestly. So... It just gets out of hand.
Anxiety. Okay.
Yeah.
But I can empathize.
It's pretty typical of me. This has been something that I've been dealing with since I've known you. I keep forcing myself to do it. Yeah. Anyways. So it's nice to finally have you back on. We haven't done the show in a couple of weeks, and I think that you feel rather bad about that. But I don't know. The fact that I'm doing it at all is impressive. So.
Right.
I don't know. Nothing.
Yeah. So I'm glad to be back with you. Yeah.
Thanks. Appreciate it. So you had some things to talk about that I was actually really, really curious to hear you talk on because it's just not too typical. You hear a leftist liberal actually criticize Obama as he deserves to be, and I was really excited to hear what you had to say because,
right.
Refreshing. Yeah.
So, yeah, I had some very mixed feelings about this. I'll go ahead and preface this. Just here locally in Valdosta, the city council about 2 weeks ago now voted to change the name of the street from Forest Streets to Barack Obama Boulevard. And, I have a lot of mixed feelings about that. I mean, because I have my criticisms, plain criticisms of Obama. I mean, I've had criticisms since my entire adult life, my times as a libertarian and an anarchist and becoming a progressive. I mean, there's still plenty of reasons to, criticize him, especially from foreign policy stance. But at the same time, I think that, from what it was currently right now, it hasn't been in effect yet from Forest Street. That's, I would say that it's especially, I can understand from the symbolic sense of what Obama represents, especially to the, black population, especially those that, many of them that live there, why they would want their street to be named after him rather than Nathan Bedford Forrest, who was the first Grand Wizard and founder of the KKK, But yeah, I can understand that. I mean, and there's many other streets that some activists, that there's going to be a push to rename them. But, there's a lot of petitions that were signed and they were asking, they raised money to have the cost. So, I mean, I guess it's not about me. Was that a kitty?
Yeah, that's Ricky. He's got a lot to say about this, apparently.
I have a lot of feelings,
too.
He's
a huge globalist, so you know him. He completely supports the wars overseas and everything, so he's nothing positive to say about this. Yeah.
So that's a lot, and it's kind of, there is a lot of things that are disappointing. I know, and I think this almost right after, overall, it's not too much of a bad thing. I mean, it does get some positive attention.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to argue. It's definitely better than a KKK Grand Wizard, but I still think we could have done a little better. Like,
It's nothing to do with me, though, so I'm not going to say what they should and shouldn't do with their own city, but to me,
yeah.
It's, like, basically just naming it after, like, a Bush. It's just, like, another, like, Obama was just another normal president. Like, he just did the same stuff, basically, same, like, you know, like, same wars overseas, same globalist bullshit. He wasn't, like, anything different, I think, from what I've seen, at least, from, like, a normal politician. So that's why I'm like, okay, like, that's your choice, better than... And I didn't know that that was initially named after, or originally named after Grand Wizard. That's just fucking insane that
well,
it happened now,
well,
actually.
People are disputing that. Well, people are disputing that.
Yeah.
The one, yeah, as I mentioned to you on Instagram, the one city council member that voted against it, he disputed that as well, and a few people did sort of believe him that it was not to say that, no, it wasn't named after Nathan Bedford Forrest. It was named after a black entrepreneur named Elberton Forrest, which no one really believes that. Everyone finds that, say that is suspect, the same beliefs, because we do have, because this street was named out, you know, in the 1800s around the same time as we have many other Confederate, you know, soldiers,
yeah,
generals, leaders, and as like for like Lee Street, Robert E. Lee, and Tomb Street, which is also was the name of the Secretary of State of the Confederacy. So it's no one's really buying that.
Well, I could say this though, real quick. Even here's the thing though, even if it isn't, he might actually believe that. And if couldn't we just, like, I mean, not again, not we.
No.
If you guys just decided to dedicate it towards that man instead of the other guy, wouldn't that be better also than just, I mean, you can do that. You could do that, potentially.
Well, in his presentation, in this guy's presentation, he brought up that he grew up on, what street was it again, he said he lived on Oak Street. So they said, we could rename that street after him, and that way we could probably know it because it'd be more appropriate. But I don't know.
Confusing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you could change all the street names if you really wanted to, but I mean, like, is there really a point in that at that point? Like, if we're trying to get rid of the name of a Confederate, like, person, I get that, but if we're just changing names for no reason, I don't really know why. That's all.
It's symbolism.
Again, it's not my say. You guys change whatever you want,
yeah,
in your cities and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean,
it's interesting. Oak isn't named after anyone else. It's just, like, named after a tree. If you wanted to, you could. I don't see why not. But you already have Forest Street. Oh, the only reason why I'm saying this is because, like, it gets kind of weird when you start changing names of streets around all the time. It'll eventually be caught up with and normalized, and I'll find whatever. It doesn't really matter. But,
I mean,
weird.
I mean, it's a little, like, symbolic things like this. I mean, they're good if it brings up to, you know, actual tangible real life policy changes. Like we had,
yeah,
our last episode we did about a few weeks ago. We ended like the last few minutes talking about reparations, which we can have that conversation again. But
oh, okay,
yeah. If we want, but I know.
I don't really.
Mm-hmm.
Leads me to the thing, though. I'm not really big on reparations, even though my family's, like, mixed with Native and stuff. Even, like, I get why. You know, it's not, like, a bad idea, like, at heart. Like, I really understand where you're coming from with wanting to, like, repair things. I just don't necessarily know if that's the way to do it. I think just, like, avoiding these things nowadays, like, avoiding racism and mistreatment of, like, ethnic people is the best way to handle that. And with Native Americans, like, there is an argument to make. Like, we got, like, not me, I had nothing to do with it, but, like, Native Americans got completely fucked over by the government. Like, absolutely agree.
Mm-hmm.
So did blacks and stuff. And and you could go throughout history and look at every single, like, group of people, and it'll be in their history at some point, them getting, like, treated terribly, like, anyone's history.
Right.
And that's why, like, reparations are weird to me. I was talking to you earlier before the show about how I got a letter in the mail from my tribe about potential, like, COVID relief. And so I'm kind of, like, torn about that because I could actually, like, really use the help financially, but I've never been, like, I don't really like the idea of taking help, as I already take a lot of help in the form of Medicaid and things. But at the same point, we wouldn't be in this situation if the government didn't handle COVID the way that they did, so they kind of put us in this situation. But the money doesn't come from the government. The government does not make money. They collect it from taxpayers and stuff. I mean, not really. It affects us. Like, if they're making money, it's impacting our actual currency. So, they don't create money out of nowhere. It affects the currency value. We learned about this with that guy. And
Richard Dean Winfield?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was that guy. He was saying that the conservatives talk up the inflation of currency when we produce money, but that they do it all the time anyway, so it doesn't matter, is where he got. He didn't say that it wasn't true.
Okay.
That may be the other guy. Okay.
That may be John Portman Winfrey. Well, one of those guys, which I have a quick commercial on that later.
I'm sorry.
I have a quick commercial of that. And I have a quick commercial of that. So we could, I'm going to go ahead and bring that up. So, as of right now, I'm putting together a convention for the Lowndes County Democratic Party, and Richard Dean Winfield has agreed to speak on a panel, on ending poverty. So, we don't know whether or not that is, we planned for in person, but with everything, you know, we're having problems with COVID again, I know Ricky, that's sad too. It's sad me too. So it may be virtual. But the good news
Ricky wanted to go in person.
I would want Ricky to go in person too, but this way Ricky can be safe. And yes, Richard has agreed to that. And, I'm very excited, and I will most likely be hosting that panel. I'm on that committee that's in charge of inviting speakers.
Well, that's awesome.
And,
keep me updated.
Yeah.
Keep us all updated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're probably going to have to change the date the date we land on is also going to fall on the date of the honeybee festival, lose a lot of. Yeah.
Sounds great.
But
I want to go to that.
Hopefully you can come, but, you know, I know people are getting vaccinated, so we're getting, we're getting back to square one.
Mm-hmm. I was talking about the honeybee festival, though, because, I hear you. The thing about the vaccines, though, like, I didn't want to jump into this right yet, so go ahead and finish off what you're doing, and then we can kind of get into some other things if you want. I don't want to interrupt you.
Well, I mean, those are a very big cans of worms. There's like several different. It's like a pick-your-own-adventure. Do we go down the podcast? What's probably most interesting? You want to continue talking about reparations? We want to talk about vaccines? Well,
it's been all over the board.
So yeah. Okay, so let's get back to reparations. For me personally, I don't know exactly how it would work out. I mean, there's been a bill in Congress for the past 30 years that would study whether we need it or whether it's possible, which I think that has been solved. I think essentially the only study we need from the federal government is how we deliver it. And this is not just due to slavery. Yes.
I know.
Yeah.
And I'm disagreeing. That's what I said. It's not just about slavery. There's more people being talked about when it comes to reparations than just black people. I understand that.
Well, that is true. I know. But, I mean, we've done this many times. I think there we do need for And so I would say for, you know, for black people, descendants of slavery specifically, I mean, it's not, if it was, there's been many things that have happened before then. Now now from housing discrimination and from convict leasing and so forth, and also we can say, and say from the many, and from the new, from being those spaces blocked from the New Deal and the GI Bill as well. And now we're at the point where it's projected that the median black income will be, by 2053, will be zero.
What?
And that is alarming.
I don't even believe it, honestly. I honestly don't even believe it until I actually see some, documentation on it.
Okay.
This isn't just a black thing. Look, this is why it bothers me, because there's more people that are facing these issues than just black people. There's poor whites, poor Native Americans, poor Mexicans, poor Indians, literally everyone. So I don't like it becoming a racist thing. It's always been a class thing with me, is how I've seen it. And it's unfortunate that there's such, they say, I understand there's supposed to be a disproportionate amount of ethnics in poverty than whites. And there's going to be some after effects of slavery, no way around that, especially if you understand epigenetics at all, which I do. There's trauma that's created in these generations with these kinds of experiences, hands down. Understandable, I suffer it personally with Native American bullshit. So I get it. But that's on, I feel like everyone has some sort of, trauma that's been enforced on their family, Jews, Indians currently in India, and people who are facing issues in other countries now. Like, there's Christians being persecuted in Africa. It's everywhere, all the time. And I think if we start trying to pick apart who gets what, it's gonna be a weird just back and forth passing around a salary for no reason. Like, you're gonna take money from me and then also give me money. It just doesn't make sense. I guess I just, we gotta make even playing fields, and that's all I think that needs to happen.
So, I mean, I've heard this, part of this argument, we should need to go and say this, we can't have equal outcomes. I mean, it's not just, I would say that when we talk about it, it's not just for, I know with some people I've heard this before. Maybe I'm just kind of preemptively making this argument. But, these aren't because of, ending a racial wealth gap, or just making kind of equality just for the sake of making it equal. We can point to specific policies why the wealth gap is so big, and
yes. But I've not had any real actual issues be brought to my attention as far as the government intentionally discriminating against people, because of their, it happens, but as far as, currently, as far as I'm aware, there's no bill or any law that makes it okay for someone in charge of a business to discriminate against someone, because of their race. I mean, I could be wrong, but I've not seen any.
Well,
I'm just asking what they are. This is what I'm asking what they are.
Well, we have specific, we can talk about, for housing discrimination that would have for redlining, and we have specific legislation that was kind of baked into federal loan programs that said, you cannot let black people live there, and that affected home prices, home values.
People?
Yeah, this is not necessarily recently. But still, there's still people alive that have affected that.
Well, here's what I'm saying. When I look up redline, the second definition says refuse a loan or insurance to someone because they live in an area deemed to be poor or a financial risk. So is this class or is this race-based? Because it's a different thing entirely. Yeah, that's all I'm asking is, I'm trying to, because anything that affects a poor black person is going to affect a poor white person, too. Does that make sense? Like,
in some instances, yeah.
In all ways, yeah. I mean, come on.
Well,
there's
not as well.
If that was the case, there would never be any black people that were successful. If this is like literally, it's impossible for black people to go anywhere. Why are there people who are successful and of color? It's because of class. Otherwise, they wouldn't have that opportunity.
Yeah, that's what I would think. Because, like, I see a lot of people, a lot of, like, you know, I've been in the shelters. I've seen a lot of white people suffering, and I've seen a lot of different colored people suffering. It's not just one group of people. It just bugs me.
And we could help, and I'm not saying we shouldn't help them either. I mean, there's many
things
we should
do. No, I know. I don't like the idea
yeah.
of making it race-based. This is my issue. Once it becomes, like, a race issue, it becomes, like, an issue with me, because then it becomes discriminatory, you know what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying? Because you're going to say that someone has more than another person simply because of the way that you view them. I'm not even white, and people tell me that I have white privilege. So, well, I am white physically, but, like, I'm not, like, technically, like, a full... It doesn't even matter. The point is that people are willing to look at you and judge you and say, you're doing better because of this. Meanwhile, like, I'm not. I've not done well. I'm doing better than, like, anyone in the third world, but so is, like, most people, like, almost everyone in America. So,
right.
Privileged or not, for Americans, some of us aren't doing so well, and it's weird to me. Like, that should be chucked up to race. It just causes, in my opinion, this just causes, like, more division, because then the government can say, okay, well, this is what we're going to do. This is how I view it. We see that a minority of people seem to be suffering, and everyone is under the understanding that it's just them. What they can do then is take the minimum amount of effort that they could possibly summon up to just help that small group of people and say, fuck everyone else. You see what I'm saying?
I don't think it would have to do that.
That is what would happen. If they said, okay, well, we got to give reparations to certain groups of people. Okay, well, other groups of people are automatically not going to be able to get those benefits just because they're poor, that group of people, thus causing discrimination, thus causing more weird, like, race. It is discrimination. When you say someone can't have this because you're a certain color, regardless of your situation, that's discrimination, Eric. Like, no way around it. Because if I were to say I'm going to open a place and I'm only going to help poor white people, how fucking fast do you think I'd get fucking just skewered, Eric? Come on.
Right, okay. So did they say fuck everyone else when the United States gave, you know, reparations to the Japanese people that were in internment camps in the 80s?
Well, if they didn't help the other people who were suffering during World War II at the hands of Americans, yeah, kind of, because it's not like only Japanese were hurt during that. And let's face it, what happened to the Japanese actually happened, and it was dealt with, like, at that time, which makes a lot more sense than something that happened hundreds of years ago with those people who aren't even alive still. I think that's
many cases that were different than that. There's actually, like I'm saying,
and just because it happened, and also just because it happened doesn't mean that, for one, it's not going to make anything better. Two, it doesn't mean that the people who ended up paying for that are responsible at all, right? Because if I'm getting taxes taken away from me to pay for reparations, that has nothing to do with me at all.
Well, taxes don't pay for it. Well, okay, this is why we need to have the MNC episode, because taxes kind of really don't pay for federal spending.
Where do you think the money comes from? It all gets affected by the taxpayer. Money doesn't
the treasury, we have, what's it backed by?
It is backed by currency that is already accounted for, or it's just inflating our currency and ruining our value.
Not necessarily. Taxes do not come from federal spending. I know that's weird. We are completely sovereign over our currency. The only reason necessarily why we have taxes, that's more or less, for one thing, it does give our dollar value because we can't have because it's kind of independent, because that's the tax, because we can only use actual currency to pay our taxes. That's what gives it value. And two, it actually does, it's more or less to get money out of the economy. So taxation does kind of exist as a way to kind of control inflation.
Okay, so if there's money being
So there's many things.
If the federal government isn't getting their money from taxpayers, they don't create currency unless it's via inflation. Anytime a country prints currency, it increases inflation, which brings the value of the dollar down. I'm not sure what you're trying to say. Do you think there's two separate kinds of currencies or something? I'm not sure what you're saying.
No, you said that. But we have...
No, I know.
The
that's
fact of the matter is...
clarification.
No.
What
do
you
think? No,
where
I don't
think
say that.
Where does the money come from, Eric?
The Congress, right? They pass laws. They first say this got to, we have to have this program, and then the Treasury, then prints it. Yes, that's it. It brings it into existence.
Yep.
And then once we tax it. Then once it taxes, then so once we pay in taxes, that money is then taken out of the economy. That is, that's the best example of NMT. So it's not really, so in that sense, so it's very different from when state governments, they do rely on taxes for actual spending.
Mm-hmm.
We're very different. There's actually a few other nations. We need them to have an actual expert on this. But that's but in the sense that if you want to look at the same framework in terms of how we pay for it, there's many ways we can actually do that. If you want to guess, kind of look in this mindset, I guess a framework and that's how we pay for it, we could have a financial transaction tax, which would make sense because slaves was one of the first things that was actually bought and sold on stock markets. And that could pay for reparations with a financial. So there you go. So that's one way we could do it. If in 10 years we could get a trillion, that could pay for about $1 trillion worth of that.
So even if this works out the way that you want it to, let's just say everything that you're saying is accurate. I don't think it is, but let's just say it is. There's still the ethical issue of whether or not we should just be giving people money who literally didn't experience that stuff, because this is still affecting us. Like, it, whatever you want to say, we get affected by our government spending. We do. It just in general. Like, it's not like that money is free, so eventually it will have to be paid for. This is how we have a debt. We wouldn't have a debt otherwise. It's like borrowing money from other countries, start currentying money we don't have. There's a lot of ways that you can get into the debt. But obviously, this money doesn't just come from nowhere, and this debt doesn't just disappear. So, like, maybe we could figure out other ways to, like, move spending if we really wanted to go through with reparations, perhaps, but I don't think that we should try to take more money from Americans to pay for reparations when they had nothing to do with it. That's just where I stand. It's an ethical issue. It's basically stealing at that point. But...
Well, there's people still... experiencing reparation over past discrimination over the past 100 years that needs to be remedied in one way or another. There's actual
unless someone's actually being hurt by the state, it's like that's one thing. Yeah, that should be corrected. If it's like individual, like individuals committing racist acts, that doesn't involve the federal government as much. I wouldn't say, again, any law that's racist should be changed, but you have to actually prove that it's racist Let me clarify something. I'm not saying class issues shouldn't be addressed. They should be, but we shouldn't turn them into matters of race. That's all.
So we'll bring it back to the New Deal, for example, which didn't just build, so didn't just get us out of the Great Depression or help that. That helped build the middle class. It's build the middle class, essentially. And many Black, and of course that, and that was not many, but yeah, and black people were blocked from that. So you can already see how discrimination kind of has effects, how it affects in generations. And after many of them came back and were given, many of the soldiers were came back from World War II and given a GI Bill, many black people were denied that. They had about this one city, I think it was Chicago, where about 3,200 or like 3,200 loans were given, and about six of them were for black people. The rest of, we can already see how this can have like intergenerational wealth disparities.
Of course, and I've already acknowledged that over and over again, but I'm saying, yeah. I don't know if we should have to repair that, people that had nothing to do with it. I've mentioned it before,
still,
that even
they
I...
They do, though. But they do.
Like, not
this
really.
This is not that long ago.
It was less than 100 years ago.
I
know I can do math, thank you, yeah. I understand that. But people don't live until they're 100, usually. Like, this is something that, like, if anything, this would be like a pretty decent argument for it, but I don't think that we should start getting into reparations. Just, it shouldn't be dealt with. We should just figure out now how to handle what we're dealing with through class and help people get better now, as opposed to focusing on shit from the past. Like, it isn't cool. Granted, never let that happen again. This is why I don't collect reparations for Native American shit. Like, even though it may affect me, I don't necessarily feel entitled to it. Why is that hard to get? I don't understand why that's weird. Like, why should I steal money from other people because of shit that I didn't
not
go
stealing.
Through? Well, would be in my... Well, if you can talk me out of it. I mean, like, do you get what I'm saying, though? Is there, like, no room to try to understand it? Will we try to understand what
to.
I'm saying at all? Okay.
Okay. Well, I understand. Yeah. I've repeated many of the... I've actually said a lot of these things as well at one point.
You've not actually addressed the ethical issue at all. All you keep saying is that, well, things in history have happened, and I'm telling you, why should we just keep, you know, doing things to groups of people like that? Because you're taking away money to give to another group of people. I don't know. I think it's kind of weird and questionable.
Do you kind of see
Ann
where...
Ann Coulter
okay.
is actually... Ann Coulter, however she's pronounced her last name. She's pro-reparations, actually. Like, it's not like everyone on the conservative side is anti-reparations, and it's not like I don't understand the argument. I do. But...
What's her name? Oh, shit. One of the ladies that ran for Senate here in Georgia and is running for governor. She's actually said she's open to it.
Yeah, it's not like a party issue or like.
But, yeah, I know, and there's a lot of race, and there are plenty of racists in the Democratic Party. I mean,
yeah.
I remember back in 08 that, I mean, plenty of Democrats, old white people would say that they're pretty much tell me their hopes were back in that Obama would win and then he'd be assassinated. We'd be left with Biden.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I've heard that shit.
Yeah, that's the thing with the Democratic Party, is that they were the original slave party, and so there's still a lot of that there. It's on both sides,
well,
you know what I mean? Like, it's everywhere. And it's
yeah,
like...
Yeah, also we need... Yeah, go ahead.
Oh,
we need to acknowledge
like,
there has been a realignment.
Go ahead, and keep talking! What the...
Sorry, keep speaking. All right, you know what? Just give Ricky the floor. Give Ricky the floor. I want to hear what he has to say.
Ricky? Did you hear him? Say words. No, he doesn't. He has nothing to say about this. He's a globalist, so he's probably pro-slavery, and he doesn't even care about the race. He just wants humans enslaved, all of them. He's a cat, man. Come on. Like, all they want is slavery. They're evil creatures. But, anyways... What the hell was I talking about before that?
Oh, talking about Ann Coulter Corporation.
Oh yeah, I love Ann Coulter though, I really do. It's not like I don't understand the argument. I just feel like it would be such a weird thing because you'd have to go, not just blacks, not just Indians. You know, the Irish have faced stuff like that. Christians right now are currently facing things like that. It's everywhere, and I don't want to like start getting into that. Like, pick it. It makes sense. If you're going to, like I said, if you're going to discriminate against a group of people, like, while it's happening, we should end that, and then, like, it should be corrected. Well, near 100 years
that.
From now, when we've already corrected these things, I think that it's sad, but
happened,
it's not just
though.
One group of people. Yes, a lot of things happened. Like, all of my family was basically murdered when... Like, a few hundred years ago. I understand horrible things happen. So, like, it's bad, yes, but I don't think that we should continue picking at these things. I think we just need to move forward as a country and not allow these things to continue happening. Life sucks in general. Everyone hates life. It's terrible all the time. We need to try to stop as much suffering as possible, but focusing on things that happened like this long ago, I don't know how that's going to help us go forward, because then it's just going to be like,
well,
they're taking my money from me to pay for other people, and I had nothing to do with it. You've heard people talk like this, I'm sure. Like, it doesn't
help.
Yeah.
That's true, but you know what? It doesn't necessarily mean it's right either. I mean, there are plenty,
It's just swinging, you're just swinging it back and forth,
Hold on. We can go back to Eisenhower had to bring federal troops to let little school kids go, black school kids integrate into public school. I mean, it was pretty contentious, but it was the right thing to do.
It's not the same thing at all. That's not the same thing at all. That's the thing, is that we're working to get them the same rights. That's what we're talking about. Everyone should have the same rights. Okay? So when we get to that, cool. I'm not saying we shouldn't have equal rights. I'm saying that should we keep looking at the past over and over again? Should, like, continue the same cycle of persecuting others for things they had nothing to do with?
It's not about persecuting anyone, though.
Kind of. If you're taking money, well, like you keep saying, it's not state money. It's the federal money is not tax money. It affects us. Whatever. If you can prove to me that it won't affect taxpayers, I might be on board with you. If you can prove to me that it doesn't actually affect taxpayers, because then it's not stealing.
We're gonna have many times for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I don't like you know, taxation is technically theft as it is. It really is. Like, some of it's justifiable. Like,
no.
I don't mind paying for children to not. You know, to have medical care and shit, whatever. You get that. We'll see.
So, I mean, that's a challenge that we're going to have for me. Okay, that I accept that we're probably going to need many other
things to prove. I'm not over here, like, I don't want to help blacks because I hate blacks. That's not the issue. The issue is I don't want taxes to be, like, a thing that are hurting people as much. They already are. We could. Technically, what would be good is if we found, like, places where the government's wasting our tax money and just shuffled that over to more useful programs. That would be good. Do that.
Yeah. That's a fair conversation, but that's a fair point. But anyway, I just want to bring the last point I'm going to make on this, and I'll let you respond, is, okay, I hear we need to go just lift class, make us focus on class and whatever. But I would say many cases where, I mean, we lift all boats, with the tides, all boats will rise or whatever like that. That isn't always the case for that. We'll look into the COVID relief bills where, like many of the PPE loans, only about 4% of black businesses, 4.4% actually reached them. So
why?
They were shut down.
Is there a reason?
It's a good point. And there's also, we could come up with the Community Reinvestment Act, which did allow for more poor, which was like gave actually more incentive to finance or, you know, build like start businesses in low income buildings, which but didn't
they
specify who
something?
To, so that just led to more gentrification and so forth. So
you mentioned something really quickly. Sometimes what happens, this has nothing to do with, this isn't about being intelligent or not, and this has nothing to do with race. I just want to say this. Sometimes you don't know about programs. I had, like, when I was a kid growing up, I didn't know that, like, WellCare was even an option, really. No one really told me about it. Is it possible that some people just don't know that these things are available to them? Like, if we could, you know, that would be interesting to find out in and of itself. Not everyone knows what benefits are available to them either. You know what I mean? I didn't know that I qualified for a COVID relief thing, for example. Is that possible that people don't know what's available already? And that's affecting it? I mean, how many more white business owners are there statistically than black business owners just to start with because of population events? I'm curious about as well.
A good point. I remember 2018, but
what?
Sorry, what I was about to say. Are you talking to me or are you talking to Ricky?
I wasn't talking at all. Not after I said the thing, and then it sounded like you said something, but I couldn't hear you. And then I said, what? So that might be what it was.
Yeah, it's probably it.
You must be the most annoying people to ever listen to on air, like, ever.
I don't know how we have any listeners, but we do.
All four of them are deeply irritated right now. But
speaking of which, sorry, I just should mention real quick.
Ahead.
Didn't you want to have a rather short episode today? Because I know you said you weren't feeling well.
I'd like to. Yeah, I've been like anxiety ridden so bad. That's why I've not been like doing the episodes. It's just stupid of me and really weak. I admit that. Yes, it's weakness. At least I can know that I'm weak and I can try to improve on it. But I would like to get off air like in about 50 minutes here, so I might run some commercials and then end because. No, this isn't my thing right now. I'm so sorry. I'll get better, I'm sure, eventually. I am not kidding you. I've been avoiding politics, like, other than, like, because I need to for the show. And so I don't want to stop doing the show because then I'll just become, like, an ignorant person who has no idea what's going on at all. So I'm forcing myself to stay involved. But it's like, earlier I felt like there was, like, rocks in my stomach. It's just painful stress. It's really dumb of me to get this stressed out over something like this, but I don't know. It was getting better, and then just, I think because I took a break, maybe that's what made it so much worse, because when I study politics now for the show, I feel like my head's going to explode, and I hate my life, so I don't think I like politics that much, but they're pretty important. So we'll just keep at it until I get over that crap, I guess. And, yeah, there was a whole bunch of stuff that I did bring up in case we were going to talk about things. So if you wanted, let's go to a commercial and I'll talk to you, like, quietly, and then we'll see what's up.
Okay.
All right, so let me go to commercial, everyone. Thanks for checking in on us, and thank you, Freedomizer Radio, for letting us. The show on here, and thank you for Blog Talk Radio for letting us use it. It looks like someone's on the line, so that's odd, but all right, one moment, we gotta cut to commercial.
We are heartfelt.
We speak from the heart.
We are open.
We don't hold back.
We are positivity,
prosperity,
and preparation.
We're endeavoring to empower.
We are hope.
So get off your aspirations and join us on Hope Radio with Cece
and Trevor, Tuesdays, 3 to 6 p.m. Pacific.
Join
the
crew.
We'll be right back. please check out our sponsor, Save Around. Save Around coupon books have been with us for several years, and they help you save money when going out to eat, renting a car, buying flowers, and all kinds of other good stuff. The good thing is you can view the coupon books before you buy. Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.com, and click on the Save Around book that you'll see right next to our chat room. Like I said, you could preview it before you purchase, and hopefully you'll save yourself some money and help us as well. Please check it out. Hey, everyone. Proof here again. I want to let you know that you want to protect yourself against this upcoming food shortage that's about to happen. I know with all this COVID stuff that growing your own food is going to be extremely important right now. So I want to introduce you to my friends over at groundwithagarden.com, and you can get yourself hooked up with a vertical garden that you can grow inside or outside of your house. So if you have a back patio or you don't have room outside, you can grow in either way. And I have a bunch of stuff growing on mine. I have pictures to share. I love this thing. This is the best garden and most successful that I've ever had for gardening for my own self. So let me give you the website again, groundwithagarden.com. That's groundwithagarden.com.
All right. Hello, everyone. And we got about 14 minutes left, so we can talk about a couple of things, but we're going to end at the hour here because I've not been feeling well. And here's what I wanted to talk about at the start of this. This is crazy. Now, I know that you're really, like, pro-coronavirus, like, action and stuff, but Australia always just takes it so much further. Australian troops will help enforce a coronavirus lockdown in Sydney. Australian soldiers are joining local police in New South Wales to enforce a coronavirus lockdown in and around Sydney as authorities try to tamp down the latest outbreak of cases linked to the more infectious Delta variant. This isn't too shocking. Australia is very authoritarian. Their history probably kind of in part explains it. They used to send a bunch of convicts to Australia all the time, but they ban books and things in Australia. Like, there's a set of books that I really like called TCAL and PCAL, and they are chemistry books, and, like, well, technically, yes, PCAL is a chemistry book, and PCAL is, like, it stands for, PCAL is Polyethylenes I've Known and Love, and it's about Alexander Shulgin, who is a chemist, and I think he worked for Dow at one point, but he started making, like, recreational chemicals, and him and his friends used to test them in groups and, like, do trip
What's
reports,
a
and it was interesting.
Chemical?
You know, like a drug. Like LSD,
okay.
But not that. Not LSD, but that's, like, an example. Like MDMA, stuff like that. Like synthetically created lab drugs. And this is interesting because back in the day, scientists used to test their drugs on themselves, even. And because if you think about it, like, testing drugs on an animal can only tell you, like, so much. So even if you're using, like, animal tests, like, it could be very different for a human. So Alex would test his drugs on himself. And it's just, those books are actually banned there. PCAL, I think it's tryptamines, I don't know. I could be completely wrong. It's been a minute. I didn't read TCAL because even though I love chemistry, I'm, like, a complete novice. And by that, I mean, like, really dumb. So, like, I can't sit there and read chemistry notes and have any clue as to what's going on. My friend who passed away could, and he's the one that introduced me to all of it. And so, like, it's just not shocking to me that Australia, of all places, is acting like an ass because they banned books. They like, make such weird laws. It's like, I understand coronavirus is a bad thing and Delta variant's a bad thing. I'm kind of scared about it because I know people who got the vaccine and think, okay, well, even though this is like a new vaccine, we're just going to act like it's completely perfect and run around without a mask on, and then they come to your house and they try to kiss you. Keep them away. Anyway, so I get it. But I don't think you should, like, turn it into a military thing of that. Oh, God, I would hate to live in Australia. Everything's poisonous, and the government hates you in Australia.
Everyone's poisonous, and the government hates you.
Everything is poisonous, and the government hates you.
Yeah. I don't... Well...
No.
But, I mean, I guess that the military could use, I guess, some help in distributing vaccines, but
yeah,
you know,
but they're
going
to be there to enforce lockdown shit, not give out vaccines. They're going to be like, you get in your house right now, sir, and then they'll like put them in jail for like going out. That's where I think it'll go. Slippery slope, okay? The slippery slope. Not the first time that the military's ever been brought out for something like that, though. Like. So, go on.
I have to, look in more into that, but that's, I mean, I don't know, that is a bit of extreme. I mean, that is a bit extreme. I mean, but I think we should at the moment, I mean, which we're not going to do here in Georgia, but we need to at the very least have, like, mask mandates indoors, and we should, have them until until like we have more that our vaccination rates go down, if our cases go down or not as well. But yeah, please get vaccinated.
It's not tested enough. I'll wait until it's tested and then I'll consider it.
No, I mean, I would say...
I'm seeing all the results right now.
In all seriousness, I mean, I know you said you have some, I guess, concern about your, like, concern about, whether you're allergic to...
Yeah. Well, I should have been testing research chemicals to begin with. I already did... I'm sorry, it sounded like you were done. I already tested enough chemicals.
You're still going on. I mean, see if they ask questionnaires on whether you're allergic to this vaccine or that or not. I would say that go at least somewhat place where they do offer the vaccine, whether it's Walgreens, Walmart, whatever, and you should ask their opinion of that. But yeah.
What if I don't want to get? Because it should be my choice, and I don't feel like it's been tested enough.
That's getting to be point where not so much anymore for me anymore. I'm sorry.
You're an authoritarian. That's why.
We can't just have the people not, I mean, making this decision, they're basically holding the rest of us hostage decisions.
If you get your vaccines, you should be fine. If they make effective vaccines, they should be fine. Make yourself an effective
I get what you're saying, right?
Because I advocate for every other vaccine on the fucking planet. So I get it. I don't think these are safe enough yet. That's it. Yeah. That's like, I'm not trying to be a dick. I love vaccines. I get all the vaccines I can possibly get.
Yeah.
I am allergic to the pneumonia vaccine. That's just the thing. I'm just allergic to it. I think it's important. Yeah.
In some instances, I mean, like, it's like where they are allowing for, like, where they are making it mandatory for you to go to, like, colleges and stuff like that.
They do have exemptions
for that case. I mean, yes, I appreciate it. I mean, I would say go, I mean, at least get it looked at, and I mean, go at least let some like professional like help you make that decision.
You want me to
whether
lie
or not.
To you? Like, I'll talk.
What
I
mean?
Talk to doctors about it. It's not like I've just decided out of nowhere that I did. I said, you want me to lie to you because I'm telling you my honest opinion, and it doesn't seem to be what you
yeah.
want to hear. So, yeah, Eric, I will get my vaccine 100%. That is all. There you go. I.
Well, okay. So,
I love you so much. Don't worry. I would never, like, subject you to COVID. Don't worry about that. I won't do that to you. But I take it seriously. I take it all very seriously.
Okay.
I didn't even leave my house for 3 months, dude. I don't know if you remember that. Do you remember that? I went insane.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That didn't make you feel a little bit better.
Yeah, I want to see a couple of years. If it seems... Yeah, at least, because, like, there's long-term effects we're already seeing. Like, I want to... it's already almost been a couple of years, Eric. What do you mean? So, give it a little more time.
I mean...
It's already been, it's already been over a year.
Well, 14 months, I mean, that we've had this massive outbreak. I mean, I guess it was discovered we had the first case, the first person back in 2019, but... But still,
stuff. We've already been dealing with vaccines for a little while. It's not like I'm going to say no forever. I just want to see what's up. I mean, we already know that the vaccine isn't protecting against the Delta variant as already, and people with the vaccine are catching it, so I just want a better vaccine.
Yeah, at a much, much lower rate. And we might need a booster booster shot as well, but a much, much lower rate.
Still there. The fact that it's happening at all is concerning. It's weird. Like, why would I subject myself to something that I couldn't potentially might not even get the results from? I just need to be safe. In general. So, mask, you know, be safe. Stay away from people. Don't do weird things like lick doorknobs. Being careful.
Doorknobs, yeah.
I used to lick doorknobs every day before COVID, okay? I stopped for all of you, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But, yeah, I mean...
Should we end this weird-ass, like, okay. Yeah.
But I'm going to say, please get vaccinated, guys. Please get vaccinated.
Yes, it would be appreciated. I also think that, not that I think that you shouldn't get a vaccine, we need people to test it. I don't think I'm the best candidate with health problems and vaccine allergies and all this other crap going on. I appreciate someone testing this vaccine. Just, you know, don't try to touch me when you can still get COVID and you haven't been wearing a mask, you creep. That's all I'm saying. Not you, Eric. This isn't about Eric.
I know.
I think I'm still better
now. I mean, say free. Yeah. I mean, and I would say lower your timetable, please, to wait a couple of years. Because we can't deal with this shit for a whole year.
Well, I'm saying we've already
gone
through most of it, though. We've already, you're not listening to me, we've already been testing the drug for a huge length of time. I'm saying I'd like to wait a couple of years, not another couple of years, since they've been testing these drugs. I want to wait and see what happens. If it turns out that it's okay, like, by the end of this year, next year, whatever. It's not like they're just going to stop working on this vaccine. They're going to keep trying to improve it. So I'm excited to see what happens.
And we'll probably have to take another booster shot or something like that along the lines, which I will take.
Mm-hmm.
But
how did that go for you, by the way? We never really talked about it. Like, did you feel anything?
Okay.
It seemed like you were totally fine with it. Yeah, it seemed like you had no issues with it.
My arm was kind of sore where I did get the shot for a few days and then I got and it was I think I had a headache for about for the rest of the weekends. Yeah, but after that I was fine.
Also, hey, this is something that you might really like to look into, Eric, and it's something that's given me a lot of food for thought even about this. There's this doctor that I was watching a YouTube video of to try to find it, and he was talking about how a lot of the vaccine issues could potentially be just from an administration issue. Like they, like instead of injecting it intramuscularly, they might have injected it like via the vein. Like it might have gotten into the vein, and it could potentially have a lot of bad effects. And that's what he was talking about. Some of those could be that, and they need to study
that. That's possible.
Yeah, that was really interesting. I should try to find that again and send it to you. But there's a lot of things to consider.
I mean, there are
like
risks there. You could have an allergic reaction. I know at least one person, one of my friends, he took, like, I think after the first dose of the Pfizer, he had some problems with his vision. He has to have thicker glasses now. But
oh, wow.
But still... That's still lesser, but you're less likely to have that shot. I mean, sorry, less likely to have that reaction than, you know, dying from COVID and so
that
forth. So,
like,
I mean, everything is a game
COVID,
of risk.
Though.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm
everything
not
is.
To get COVID.
well, in case you change your mind, don't. But yeah, everything in life is about risks, about beating game of odds. So
yeah, and so that's why I feel like I'm in between a rock and a hard place personally. That's why. So I just have to try to avoid it altogether is how I see it, because I feel like if I get COVID, I could get really sick, potentially die. Yes, and if I get the vaccine, it might trigger my pre-existing heart problem, and I know that's more common in men, so maybe that's a little irrational. But, like, I don't know, man. It's not a matter of being anti-vax. I get all my other vaccines. I just want to see what's up with this one a little longer, and
well,
I'm not against it. I've even talked to my
doctor
about
it. Your health problems might give you – I'm just being serious. I would say your health problems may actually give you reasonable, you know, exemption or reason to exempt, but I mean, you did say you talked to doctors. I'm sure they're actually doctors. They're not, I don't know.
Oh, it's my gastroenterologist, thank you, dear. And I'd like to say they suggested the same thing. They said consider it, you know, however you feel comfortable, because they're not pushing it on me like you weirdo. But they want
me
to be able to
do it. You know, we don't even have the majority of actual healthcare workers that work at the hospital are vaccinated. That is actually scares the shit out of me.
It makes me consider it, like, what's up with that? Like, are they just crazy, or do they know something, you know, that we need to consider? You know, because it's
they
possible
could,
that they're just crazy, too, you know?
Yeah, they could be dumb as fuck, but in all seriousness, the big, and this does get to another conversation about reparations. I mean, the biggest.
What? How?
I mean, well, it does. Well, okay. Now, the biggest the biggest objections that I do hear from getting the vaccine, they don't come from right-wing QAnon believing just dumbasses.
Oh no, yeah.
No, they bring up the Tuskegee experiment. Other from the black people from the black community bring up some Tuskegee experiments, and I hear them, like, damn, that's actually, I probably would be upset too. And it's like, and it's a little bit hard when I actually have a conversation, like, you need that, I mean, because we have a saying, hey, you really need to get this vaccine, kind of debate from a little bit, try to bring up that's, hey, this is offered to the entire population, not just one subgroup. I mean, I would say this is kind of suspect. This is kind of sketchy if they're just offering to one group of people first and let them be the guinea pigs. But no, this is given to everyone. They'll offer for everyone, free of cost.
Unless the government doesn't care about race, and now all they care about is being, like, here's the thing. I never thought that the government was trying to kill everyone, really. I don't think that's necessarily true because, like, they profit off us. But there's some people in government who are on you know, different levels who are, like, pro-population control and stuff. But I don't think that's the majority of the government. But unless the government was like, we just want to kill everyone now, and again, I don't actually think this, but this is to be an argument for that. Why would they care if we're just black or Indian or whatever, and by or Native or whoever color you might be, if they just want to hurt us because they think they're above us and want to control population?
But that gets a hard time because you debate with some person, a person making that argument.
It's hard to experiment, so that's why I said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's hard not to, you know, come across as white-splaining. So, when you're trying to convince that person, hey, you really didn't take the vaccine, and, you know, all of a sudden, with that person, it does kind of come across as white-splaining.
So that's one of my challenges. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. That's kind of scary because it's like you're literally just telling them because you're concerned about them and you want them to, like, not get killed because you think that's the best way to not get sick, and then they think that you're racist for that. Oh, that's really mean, actually. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, it's a lot of pain, and, you know, I think if that was something... I can, when you come first to kind of hear, it's like, damn, I can almost kind of empathize and say, yeah, I might feel the same way if that happened to my ancestors. So,
no, I see where they're coming from, actually. For sure.
So, yeah.
But again, I don't think that it's any particular, go ahead, sorry.
And I'm glad, sorry. And that was one of the things, I mean, for why Barbara Lee puts, like, extra funds to, like, for outreach for the black community to deal with this. So, yeah.
Heard about that, actually, quite a few times. Even from, like, you know who Anthony Brian Logan is? I interviewed him on the show before. He's a really cool guy. He talked about it, even, when you brought up the my speech, Tuskegee experiments.
I heard about that, yes.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but I'm saying, yeah, the Tuskegee experiment, not to be confused with Tuskegee Airmen. Those were actually those are actually a group of very heroic, airmen in the military that fought in World War II. But, yeah.
Biden. That was a big flop. That was a bad one. That was a really bad one.
I'm sorry?
Biden, actually.
What about... What did Biden do?
After. I believe he was the one that made that gaffe you're referencing. So,
well, I've made it many times as well. I'm just about to... Again, by the Tuskegee Airmen experiments and Tuskegee Airmen. Yeah, I've made that. So I'll be honest with that.
Okay. But, that's not the same thing, though. I'm glad you know now, honestly, because it's kind of, that would be embarrassing, I see, honestly. No offense to you, but it's okay. Should we end the show, though, because we were talking about it and we haven't yet, and I think that it's getting
up. Sure. That's your call.
Unless you want to continue talking about it. Go ahead. I'm content. All right, everyone. You all have a good night. Me and Eric are going to stop fighting and actually be friends again. I hope everyone has a great, Saturday night and Sunday. Thank you again for Blog Talk Radio, letting us use your services, and thank you, Freedomizer Radio. Oh my god, yeah, I really need to end this. Everyone have a good night.
All right, good night.